Hallelujah. Well, it's lovely to be in the presence of the Lord, isn't it?
Amen.
I mean, that's what this is all about. It's about Him.
Amen.
And what He wants, and what pleases Him.
Amen.
And many times in our journey of faith and obedience and training, we have to learn a lesson, and sometimes we have to learn it over and over and over again, that the things that please God don't necessarily please us.
Amen. Amen.
And God is not asking us our opinion if we like things.
Amen.
Because frankly, brothers and sisters, He's not interested in your opinion.
Amen.
I've told people this in many places, that when God wants your opinion, He will give it to you.
Amen.
And then He will see if you will receive it. Because if you receive it, then you can get more information. Otherwise, you stop growing at that place where your self gets exalted.
Amen.
And as we study the Scriptures and we study the revelation of God through the Scriptures, so we begin to get a sense of who He is, what He's like, and how He is choosing to reveal Himself to us as a people and to you as an individual. Because your individuality matters to Him.
Amen.
One of the things that happens in the counterfeit realm of religion is that your individuality stops counting. And the only usefulness you have to that religion is what you can do for them.
Amen.
When you make yourself a disciple of the kingdom, your individuality is very precious to the Lord. He has given that as a unique gift to you, for Himself and to one another, and He begins to train you in the fulfillment of what your unique individual gifts and calling are.
Amen.
One of the responsibilities of the church is to create an environment for spiritual growth.
Amen.
Everything that we're doing and supposed to do is to give people a place, a forum, an environment where it's safe to make mistakes.
Amen.
Because the only place, the only way any human being learns anything is by our mistakes. Isn't that good news?
Amen.
Because we all make lots of mistakes all the time.
Amen.
So we have to learn from our mistakes. And we have to give each other permission to do that.
Amen.
This is really important. Because if we don't, and this is a we together. It's not just the pastor or the leaders. They can have a desire to create an environment. But if the people are uncooperative because they have another opinion. They want the meetings to go a certain way. They want the meetings to look a certain way. Or feel a certain way. Well, we don't like people in our church, which is a big mistake because it's not ours.
Amen.
We did not die for it. We did not purchase it with our blood.
Amen.
It's not ours.
Amen.
We are invited guests, not owners.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
So it's not our church. But when we are people living in our own opinion, we create a conflict between us and the King about what He wants to do in His church.
Amen.
It's His family. He's the Lord, and He's not asking if anybody is going to vote for Him in the next election.
Amen.
You understand? Jesus is King forever.
Amen.
He was King before the world was created. He will be King after all of this is done. And He doesn't want your vote. You're not going to vote. You know, He's not running for re-election.
Amen.